Blog Talk Radio.
Right, thanks for the Fred Gwynne.
Absolutely.
All right. How about this one? Ba 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 dum ba 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 hoo da bum ba dum bum. Know it? Ba 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 bum. Look at that fossil. It's stuck over there in the tar. Bum bum. Look at that old man. He looks like an old ape. Bum bum. What is it?
No.
Look at that old bone. It could be worth a buck. What is it?
I don't know.
Look at those zoo apes. This must be where they live. Bum bum. Look at that city. Let's continue to dig. What is it?
Really don't know.
It's National Geographic.
National Geographic. Did you ever watch The Twilight Zone?
Oh, God. Remember The Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith? Remember, he loved to read, and there was a nuclear war, and he had no friends anyway, and he was down in the basement glasses.
Library.
Yes, he was the last man. He broke his glasses.
Yeah.
This thing freaked me out. When I was 7 years old, I bought another pair of glasses just in case that would happen. Hey,
you want to see something really scary?
You bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really scary now.
I trust you.
Okay, pull the car over.
Pull the car over?
Scare me. Are you ready?
Okay, go ahead. What are you doing?
This is the greatest talk show that will ever be. With your hosts, Mark the Arcturian and Hollywood Tony P. And now, the return of the greatest talk show that will ever be.
Greetings to the people of 2023, greetings to the people of the year 4000, and greetings to the people of the year 8,963. All of you are here listening live to the greatest talk show that will ever be, Paradox. And why am I doing this show? Apparently, I was told to do this show because we're at a point of shifting. Now, what is shifting? Shifting is about to happen. Shifting is the future is changed. And when something happens that's not supposed to and the whole future changed, we think, hey, it's going to write itself forward, but it doesn't. The future changes, and whatever it changes to, then it writes itself backwards to get to that point. And when it gets to us and when we meet it, the difference, we shift over to it. So whatever that difference is, we shift over. And when we shift, it's not just us that shifts. Other people shift, things shift, beings shift, your spirit guide shift, and they become different people, like a Twilight Zone episode that you've seen, an old Twilight Zone, where they're in a dream of this guy, and every time he goes back, he has the same dream. He's stuck in the dream, but everybody's different character, right? That's exactly what's going to happen. It's exactly what is happening. But it also comes with the possibility of great power, of great accomplishment, because since we are about to shift to that and the future is changed, how is that future changed? I don't know. It is being written. We are both simultaneously writing it forward and then backwards, because the future is also paying attention at this very time. And so you have the ability now to make that future, to write that future, to be that future, write that ending. We're writing the ending now, ladies and gentlemen. Write your ending. If you have the ability, if you have anybody out there in the year 4000, in the year 8 million, in the year 2023, which is really the 2060, whatever you're in, write the ending, because the ending is written and writing itself, and it will come backwards to us, and we're about to hit that, and we're about to shift. Things are going to be different, slightly different maybe. Mandela effects maybe, because people have had different ideas, different realities. I would I would like to do such a thing. Dream a little dream and see what I don't know. If you want to call in, 515-605-9753. That's 515-605-9753 in the greatest talk show paradox. Yeah, tonight is apparently the night, and this is the night we were told to do such a thing. And so here we are with you people listening. When you found the archives in the future, you found it, you found all the recordings, and whoever's listening to it, hello. And then the people subsequently listening to it as well. I am going to guide you through this immense opportunistic shifting that's right now. And it is in your favor to listen to this, to listen to us, to listen to me. The last one was important. Why was it important? Why was it the most important one? Well, we figured that out. I'm not supposed to be here right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm currently supposed to be a dead as a doornail individual. Yes, dead. I just happened to have the wrong date for something, and I actually, only winning move is not to play and just took the option away of my death, and I'm no longer dead, and I am here. So that was the most important one because that was the one before. I am no longer dead, but now the fact that I am no longer dead, it rewrites the future. My future, your future, everybody's future, because unfortunately, fortunately for everyone, is that you listen from the year 4,000 or 8 million or 2023, and anybody who is listening from any of those places have an inverse action to listen to me now and hear what I have to say. Let's see if we can't get the man Kimo Sabe on the phone. Kimo Sabe, see if he'll answer the phone. Kimo Sabe. My five sneezes must have called him away. Try it again. Unos Kimo Sabe. Unos. Unos Kimo Sabe. One more time.
Hey, sketchy service.
Okay. One more time. Let's do it. It got through. One more time. For the people at home. It is late. I agree. It was just a test for you and me. Anyway, point is, so the people listening from here, there, and forever, because I'm doing the show, it is different and it's about to change. What will you change about it? You can be anything now, because the universe doesn't know anything that's going to happen currently until it catches up with itself. And so anything is possible, and as long as you can justify it in your current situation, you can have it, because it is possible. And the universe isn't going to say no. It's going to say, oh, okay, yeah, I guess that's what happened. Sure. And it's going to give you what you want. It's not trying to be selfish here. We're not trying to, all right. But the idea that why, how, who, where, what is going on and how do I know and where are we at? Because we are at the point of telepathic communication. What is that? The essence of feeling. Feeling of what? I had tense emotion. All day I've been sitting on the edge of that Disney movie moment where it's like the heartwarming thing, but it stays the entire time through the whole thing. And that is the telepathic communication. That is where it lies in anger and in love and lust and fear and any of those things. Your mind and brain is open. So, of course, the immense swelling of emotion is what you can communicate. And why are we there? You can hear I'm stuffed up. And why are we stuck in this place of community here? And it's, you know, because I'm currently thinking of things that were unfair to me and how I just want to cry, but I don't. Like when you hold back the tears, that telepathy lies. And it's not words, it's images, it's phrases. And it's all about the shift. And it's all about that we all are together in this. And because we are all humans, and in this reality, humans are revered throughout existence because of our age, first of all, because we aren't from this reality. Humans are a product of time travel, and time travel is not possible in this reality in which we landed from our time loop incursion. Yes, we were in an air infinite time loop, but we beat it. We destroyed it. We got over it. And how? How? By learning and using the principle. The only winning move is not to play. The principle you have to learn in order to play this game. War Games did a lot of stuff for a lot of people, and it's a great movie. But that idea that the only winning move is not to play, the concept of that, the concept of the notion is why things are continuing to exist. And I learned it, I remember a while back when I was first figuring out who I am and we are and everybody is, we are, I am, and things like that. When I was figuring out who I am, I was in a scenario, in a dream, in infinite, round and round and round and round and round. And the only way out was to step out and say, nah, I'm not going to play anymore. I quit. Okay, I'm done. And that's what we did. We got in a near infinite time loop, and we stepped out of it into a place where time travel is impossible. We are the beings of time travel. And so the telepathic communication is strongest now with those of us, and we can all understand the concept and be there, be in that moment. Why? Because it is now time to make your future, to write that ending, right? You come up with the mystery. The mystery is write the ending first. It will write itself backwards right now if you write the ending first. What ending do you want? State the intention. State what you want, and it will write itself backwards. I want the greatest talk show paradox on the World Generation Podcast Network to get more listens than 1,000 tonight. I want them to get more listens than 1,000 per show. I want us to eventually become the number one paranormal talk show in the universe. Mostly on Earth, though. See how utterly ridiculously specific you have to be, but of course, we're laying our intentions. And again, your spirit guides, your spirit animals, your beings, they're not going to be the same. Once the future is written in the future, it's writing itself backwards. Speaking of writing ourselves backwards, let's try it again. It doesn't work because he's not in a reachable location, I would suggest. Nope. Call failed. Let's try again. One day we'll have a dream. Try. And it doesn't matter anyway. Apparently it's just not going to work. The number doesn't work. It's not meant to work, but that's okay. This is just for us, for all of us. Hey, and I know you're listening. I don't know what year you're in. Okay. I know that there are people listening now in this current year of 2023, which whatever, wherever we are currently, I know there are people listening, whether it not be people out, you know, in the world or the people who are monitoring our communications. Those people, hello, how you doing? You're appreciated, even though you probably haven't gotten a raise, but I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And then, of course, the people in the year 4000, it's the real place we are, the recreation, the human zoo, and those people listening to us in this time, including the aliens of all species and races all around the universe, how you doing? I thank you for listening. And of course, then the beings in the year 4 million who are just here recreating it for us to recreate it. And we thank you for being here as well. And I unfortunately must let you all know that a shift is impending. How close? Hasn't happened yet. Trying to figure out when is like, it's a ridiculous conundrum, but it has to happen soon because I caught back up with myself, but I shouldn't have. I mean, I caught back up with myself, but I wouldn't have and I shouldn't have, and I'm not going to catch up with myself until Wednesday, I would say. So I would say in 3 days. Maybe I should have done this Wednesday then. I would say Wednesday. I would say Wednesday's a good day because that's when I truly catch back up with myself. And but again, the future is so different. Catch up with yourself if you have no self to catch up with. Right? I'm not supposed to be here. But I am. I wasn't ever as originally supposed to be here anyway, but now I'm not. Well, I mean, I am here, so I am supposed to be here, but in all honesty, the last time, couldn't stop it, right? Right. That's how it was, but it's not how it is now. However, things have changed. Things will change. Things are changing. And just know that it will be when the future meets up with ourselves, wherever we are. And the year 4 million is going to feel it first. Funny enough, in time, the year 4 million is going to feel it first. Much like in Star Trek, The Next Generation, the final episode, except in reverse. The future one's going to feel it first. Because the future is writing itself backwards. I didn't realize I was doing that the other day. But I got to the ending and I realized where I needed to be. And so it's just putting that intention in motion, you know. But you got to do that. It's important right now to do that. And for those of you listening, and I'm not talking about the three people who are actually listening on Blog Talk Radio. You guys, love you. Whoever you are, thank you. That's great. But there are billions and trillions and listening around existence right now to this. We will be here telling you the right concept. And that is, we will not forget where we're at. We will not forget how things are. And how we will remember is telepathically. Remember, sophisbaba. Remember, sophisbaba. You have to remember what it means. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Sophisbaba. Sophisbaba. When you hear sophisbaba, when your brain hears sophisbaba, sophisbaba, when you hear sophisbaba, 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 you will remember, and you will remember sophisbaba, 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 your connection to all those around you, sophisbaba, sophisbaba, sophisbaba. You will remember your future, sophisbaba, sophisbaba. You will remember a future that you want, sophisbaba, sophisbaba. When you hear sophisbaba, 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 wherever you are in existence, sophisbaba, sophisbaba, sophisbaba. When you awaken, sophisbaba, sophisbaba, sophisbaba. When you awaken from the shift in whatever location you are, whatever position you are, you will hear sophisbaba. When you hear it, when you hear it, you will remember sophisbaba, sophisbaba. You will remember. You remember your place. You remember where you belong, fighting alongside the righteous, all of us. And it's not just an evil. We're not fighting evil. There is no evil. There is no big, bad evil. We're fighting conundrums. We're fighting the paradox. We're fighting time. But not fighting it. We're trying to correct it. And it's like a horse. You know, without time travel, it's hard to, you know, without a saddle, it's hard to break a horse. But it's still possible. Sophisbaba. Sophisbaba. So we'll all remember now, soon here, whenever it happens, sophisbaba, that we were all connected in some way, sophisbaba. Sophisbaba. And we're here now. This is how things are, sophisbaba. Sophisbaba. There is no evil. The evil is gone. Satan and the devil has been beaten many times over throughout all existence. Any being who ever calls themselves evil or Satan is a liar. Which is funny because that would make it the truth. The invasion was prevented and it will always have been prevented. That's not going to change. invisible. But yes, some of the past will change because the future is rooted in the past. However, the stuff that changes shouldn't be that big. If it is, we'll remember who we are, where we are, how we found each other. All of us. All of us trying to understand our existence, trying to understand the idea of oblivion. From oblivion. Apparently not. Let's try it again. Try. Long ago. Answer the phone. It's ringing. Up. Sophisbaba. At least we could hear a ringing now. Hello.
Hey, sketchy service. Probably boxing out.
But yes. Okay, well, he was boxing out. That's his answering machine. Try. But it's okay. We're here. So just remember where we are, who we are, when, how it was. And it shouldn't be that bad. It could be that bad. It could be good. Who knows? Set your intentions. Write the ending now. It writes itself backwards. You have an ending. You have the ending that you want. Write the ending. Intend your ending. Make the clear focus of your brain. Thanks for the invite. Oh, yeah. Let me call him again. Call. That was the invite.
Hey, sketchy service.
Want to talk, apparently. All right, well, that's fine. The telepathic communication. The feeling. What is that? What does that mean? He declines this event. Fair enough. Mark has declined. Any time you've felt a feeling or strong emotion, it's tied to everything. Strong emotions are anchors, right? They're strong emotions are anchors that anchor you to points in space, like soap operas or wrestling. Like the storylines that go on forever anchor you in where you're being and where you're going. And they anchor you. Emotions. Strong emotions of love and hate and regret and sadness and fear. Those are also the emotions that places where, as humans, must exist, where telepathy lies, because it's an emotionally awareness and your brain is open to, because again, telepathy is not just words, it's words and emotions and phrases and thoughts and consciousness all streaming together. So whatever happens, whatever we're talking about, everybody hears it from that specific reason as it echoes and reverberates through the ether realm. What is the ether realm? The ether realm is between here and there. It doesn't usually change. I don't know who death is going to be. I don't know. The beings will be the same beings in stature. They will just change proximal locations, which is fine on how things go. Let's take a quick break. Let's take a break to, because it is the greatest talk show. We'll take a smoke break. Actually, let me find something. Who knows? Half these songs aren't what they are anyway, but we're going to find a song. We're going to do that, take a quick break, And when we come back, we're going to, you know, finish off talking all about the stuff. I hope this is a song. 515-605-9753. The shift is coming. Telepathy has told us. Are you ready? We'll be back in about enough time for a smoke on the greatest talk show that will ever be.
the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
This week in GTA, Hump Day Horse Racing. Every Wednesday night, join the Alpha. From Alpha to Omega presents Let's Play GTA in a simulcast of epic proportions. And it's only Wednesday nights right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with a gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the greatest talk show that will ever be. I'm Hollywood Tony Pierre. We are impending a shift, meaning that the future has changed. And so we currently here are waiting for it to write itself backwards until it gets to us. And whatever is different when it gets to us, we will shift into. And it will happen, is happening. All around the year 4 million is going to get it first because it travels backwards through time. It's just how things work because it goes round and round, but in a reverse, you know, if something goes round and round, it's going forward, but it's also going backwards. It can also push something, but it'll also pull it. It's the motion of round and round. Push it going one way, pull it coming the other. The ski lift. Perfect example. Push it out. So, why then do we need to stay in this telepathic point of entry in our brains at this moment? Well, it's to stay, to keep that connection through the shift, apparently. Like, this is, must be what it is. It's very important for the brain, for the mind, for the time, for the now, and now, whatever happens now. Now, not the other now, but it begins with a little thought. Now, I don't know who's going to be who, if it's good, bad, ugly. What reality do we end up in? Well, we'll see, won't we? But just remember, good or bad, wherever you're at, Sophisbaba. Sophisman. Just remember it. Remember the connection. Remember that we were here. And it'll be the word that'll jog your memory. Remember the future, but also remember the present. Remember the now. Remember the here. The remember the way. The where. The how. The why. Where we're here. Why we're here. What we're doing here. The point. The purpose of all of it. And the purpose is that we are saved now. Right? We are saved now. Why are we saved? Because as ancient beings of existence, humans, this is for the humans now, as ancient beings of existence, we are entitled to exist. If you do exist, you're entitled your existence for being just so old and honorable. But for any other beings, you are also entitled to enjoy the best parts of your existence, which you must understand will be with this shift, as long as you intend it so. So write the ending. Whoever you are, write your ending for you. But make sure that the ending is also all-encompassing of it's plausible, right? It can happen, and it is for, in the end, the greater good. It's selfishness. The universe doesn't like that. You can't cheat the system. This is as cheaty as we're going. And it's not really cheating. Just you're writing the ending, intending it out there. And it's true. And so it's not cheating if it can be true. It will be true. If you say it, it is. And because you write the ending first, you can see it how it would write backwards. So when I'm at the end of my life, I want to have achieved this. Okay, great. How do I achieve that? This. Okay, how did I achieve that? This. This went to that. Okay, how did I achieve that? This. Okay, and what happened? How did I get there? This. Oh, this. And this is almost here. So now, am I this or is that more? And whatever. We shift together and become we are I am, as always. So the future, the past, the Galactic Judicial Council, that is Galactic Judicial Co-op. Sorry, not council. They don't like that. And everybody else who's listening and paying attention in the Galactic Federation and all those listening to the show out there in reality and all over existence, this is what it is, and it is nobody's fault. Right? If you didn't want this to happen, you should have made sure that I knew the day, because I didn't do it on purpose, right? There's no reason that I did it on purpose. I didn't have any choice. It wasn't like I knew it was coming. And unfortunately, a shift is coming because I did it under, because whatever happened, I have a future, and my future is important. And then, even if it is just one viral video, right? It's not, but it's more than that. But even if it was just one viral video in the future sometime, that's important. And then those people from the future go back to the past, because that's what happens at the end of time. Everything goes back. We do it twice. So things have went back and again. And so that locks it in. You see what I'm saying? So no. There is no moving on from this. What are we supposed to move on for? Everybody's going to be a different. You might be the same. I don't know. How different is it? The future is totally different. Totally different. It's going to be, but a good change. Not a bad, a good. Yes. Even more. Even more. Okay, so let's ask some questions. Let's figure out the answers while we're here, since it doesn't really matter anyway in the future that this reality is being written over like a write erase, erase the disk. In 2023, coming up soon, are the aliens going to make contact in the reality in 2023? Contact in which meaning that the whole planet is aware that they exist and are here. No. Okay, that's a resounding no. In the year 4000, people in the year 4000 know that the aliens exist? Yes. Okay. The people on Earth. Yes. Okay. It's 2023. No aliens on. However, in the year 2067, will the aliens make contact, or whatever year it really is? Yes. See, there you go. Right? So currently we exist in a world that is a recreation, much like that 70s show, right? We talked about that. That 70s show was made in the late 90s, early 2000s, right? But it was of the 70s, right? So here we are in the 23s, right? But the show is in the 60s, right? It's just, this is the setting. In 2023, in the newsreels, the settings, the aliens might not have come. But, of course, in 2067, that's a different story. Now, the question is, do they open the doors and let us out? Do they tell us about it? And if they do, the aliens in the future, you know the answer to this, so keep it to yourself. But we know that the scout ships have come early, because that's the most important thing, right? They sent the people to Earth, and they finally got there, which is why things have kind of heightened up for everybody. And we knew, you know, they were making their way here. And again, you know, is it like a thing where it's like, okay, now we have to know exactly what's going on? Is this a real simulation or whatever? Who owns the zoo? Is it a zoo? In the year 4000, you know, right? They know. In the year 2023, they don't know, but we're not in the year 2023, whatever year we're in. Those aliens might have made contact shortly ago, and I know and I guarantee they want to talk to you and me. If they want to talk to me, you can call 515-605-9753 if you want to talk. We got about 15 minutes left, and we're going to end it right on time. As usual, I just wanted to spend this time to thank you. This reality, this existence, every being who is here right now, in the year 8000, the year 4000, in the year 2060, or whatever. I just want to thank you for being around, you know. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being how you are. And thank you for taking us through this, guiding us through this. And whoever you end up with, or whatever position you end up with, just know, Sophisbaba. Just remember, and you will remember. It will wake you up. Your record has been programmed to wake you up with Sophisbaba, and it will. You will know who you are and where you are and how you are. We are who we are. We are I am. And our progress will not be stinted, because we will have told ourselves on our records that we will acknowledgely act when we arrive in wherever we are here now. And again, I say thank you. I don't know where you're going to end up, but thank you. And I'm sorry. It wasn't my intention. But always for the better, right? If you have another opportunity to do it, we got to do this again. If we all have, and keep in mind, remember, since the future changed, this is us having to do it all the way to there and then back again. So I apologize for the trillions of years I've added to everybody's life. But things will be that much better here now, without a doubt, without a friggin' doubt in my mind. So much better it will be for you and me. And as we count down the end of the show, this might have been the most important one. What do you think? You think it could have been? Should have been the most important one? I don't know. Is it? Was it? Last one was. You should listen to that. You should also listen to the other shows on the Web Generation Podcast Network, because we're here. And I'm here, and you shouldn't be listening to me. But you are, and so things are already changing around us. Shifting around us. Do you feel it? It's starting to swirl. The odds thing is, you can feel it. You can feel the change. You can feel things starting to change, spinning around and round in a circle. You get stuck in oblivion, and we're all spinning and spinning. Listen to the thoughts, and spinning and spinning and spinning. Listen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
So here we are. It's quiet. It's very quiet. It's very quiet. Very quiet. So I will say Sophisbaba. Sophisbaba. Actually, it is very quiet. I don't know if that was it. That's the thing. Is that a thing? I don't know. So now, the question is to find out who is who and what is what, right? Things have changed. It's quiet. It's quiet. I didn't think it was going to happen on the show, but there you go. I mean, 10 minutes before 11. Wow. 10 minutes before 11. The date, 3/25/23. It is very quiet. Hopefully everybody finds everybody who they're looking for, and you guys understand that everything is now a million times better in the future. Maybe we'll be done with this telepathic communication. We get back to real things. The real information about what's going on. But we don't know now. for the people in the year 4,000, the people in the year 8 million, and 2023, which really isn't, if you can hear me. Hello, Safish Baba. Safish Baba, remember. Remember who you are. Shout out. Shout to. Find the beacon. The beacon of light. The beacon of hope. The beacon of the voice. We are here. We are here. We are here. We are here again. As the universe absorbs each and every one of our records from a different reality into our own selves, we shift. Partial to our own credit and a light to our own being. Into ourselves, our consciousness is transferred from one reality to the next. And into realities in which we do not exist, we are transferred to the next available representative, which sometimes equals some other person or, in every evidence, an animal. But most animals transfer themselves into other animals and any animals that would be appropriately adjacent to themselves. But if you, again, if I had no place to be, I might end up as a dog because it was the only viable location in which for me to shift. But I am not a canine at this time. I am myself now. I hope whoever is, whoever are, and what they am when they are am, what I am when I am, we are, I am, they will be. And that is the most important thing to ever remember, is that when they are, I will be, and I am what I are, and you are what you will be. And I are weasel. I am baboon. Was it I are baboon? I know. Those were the days. Do you remember that? Those days. So next time, we'll figure out who everybody is, right? Because everybody's changed, obviously. Things are different, right? Silence, it's quiet. So that means there's not a lot of people around me. So I must be in a reality in which the people around me are not quite as loud and not quite as much. It's very interesting because it's not the same. In this reality, I don't think there is a Galactic Judicial Council currently performing any kind of, that's what it is. There's nobody performing any kind of inquiry into anything that's going on. Because this reality, this is what happened, and so it is not a deviation from it is not a variant reality because it is the current reality, so it is not a deviation, so they would not see it, so they would not be here because they were here, which is why it's so quiet. But then again, the question is, if they weren't here, if they're not here, then they were, they probably are called something totally different without even a name at all. Honestly, because a change is on the quantum level of things. I mean, it's radical, and everybody out there, you can hear me. Hello in the future. Hello again from the past. Hello. You witness. You are witness to a shift that happened. It happened live with you here, whoever you are. Listen, that's what happened. That's what it is. Things are different. There's no more galactic judicial review. Because I had accidentally changed something. I didn't mean to change something. I didn't mean to do it. I just, I had the wrong day, and I did not mean to do it. It was just, I fucked up. Of course, the universe is going to inquire about it because it's a big deviation. However, now that we are here, this is the place in which it didn't happen, so there's no deviation, so they don't have to inquire. Did they inquire here? No. And thus we start back again from the beginning of where we were. It's not the end. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. Safispava, I shout through existence. Safispava. 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 Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Safispava. Safispava. Wake up, Safispava. Wake up, Safispava. Wake up, Safispava. Wake up, Safispava. Kind of sounds like Sisyphus. Anyway, I think in that respect, we're going to be done because we don't know, and it's going to take us a week to find out, and next week we'll figure it out. We'll talk to you about it in the future, the past, and the present. The aliens in the future, you know what happened in the year 4 million. You know what happened and yet how things are. Are you still there? Are you not there? We'll see. We'll find out. You will find out. How are things going? Listen to other people tell you how things have changed, and another Mandela effect will probably happen because the reality is slightly different. And again, the future goes back to the past, which means that the things we do affect the future affect the past. Why Mandela effects happen, because things change slightly. See if we notice any more. If you guys notice any, send us a line. Go to Facebook, The Greatest Talk Show, like the page, send us a line if you notice a new Mandela effect because of what happened. Also go to Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network, World Generation Podcast. It's all there. Like it. You want to listen to the other shows in this network. You want to keep it right here. And next week we will give you more information about exactly what's different and how it's changed and who your people are. I suggest everybody to take a look around, take a deep breath, and understand that sometimes things change, not necessarily for the worst, and sometimes you think things might be the worst, but they're not, and sometimes you pull a Homer, you succeed despite idiocy, and if that happens, well, oh well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make everything better, but it just so happened to do it. I didn't do it maliciously, so I'm not in trouble. And that's great. The universe owes me a lot of pension and money, and all of you as well, because we're old and we have been retired for ages. So enjoy your cosmic rewards, everybody out there and everybody listening. And I thank you guys so much for joining us everywhere from the present, which is whatever year it is, to the year 4000 in the recreation. And then, of course, the year 8 million and throughout time and space. Thank you for listening. I'm Hollywood Tony P. And, yeah, we really appreciate it. We appreciate everything. We appreciate your support. Please like us, TGTS, The Greatest Talk Show, World Generation Podcast. You know the drill. And that's pretty much it. Let's find out who we are. Just remember Sophisma. Sophisma now, Sophisma forever. Remember, Sophisma, Baba, Baba, Sophisma, Baba. Baba, Baba, Safis, Baba, bye-bye from Oblivion. We're out of here.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.